Hello, everyone. This is
Our first episode with two guests, two of my favorite people in the world. We have Laveline and Rose. Rose is a former title holder of Teen Miss New York Earth, and Laveline is the current title holder of Miss Sweetheart America. So we're just going to jump right into it. I would love for you guys to talk a little bit more about yourselves before we get into the question. So does anybody want to go first?
I can go first.
Yeah.
Okay, hi everyone. My name is Rose Pree. I am the former Teen Miss New York Earth. I've been competing in pageants since I was 16 years old, and now I'm currently a student at the NYU Stern School of Business.
Cool. Hi, everyone. I'm super excited to be here. My name's Laveline Verdi, and I am the current title holder of Miss Teen Sweetheart America. I've also been competing in pageants since I was 16, and this is my first title, so I'm super excited about that. Actually, this is my second title. I go to school, and I'm in my final year at Columbia University. I go to Barnard College. So, yeah, super excited to be here.
Yay, that was so cool. Thank you so much, guys. And then we'll get right into the questions for today's episode. I don't know if I mentioned, but these two are sisters. Love them so much. My favorite girls ever. So first question. What made you both decide to compete in pageantry? I know you guys said you started at 16, which is like a pretty medium age. You're a teenager just going through high school. What really like got your attention and caught your eye about pageantry?
Yeah, I guess since I started first, I actually got the idea from my mom. So I remember we were both scrolling. This was, I think, 2021. We're both scrolling on Instagram, and we just happened to see the ad for the Miss NJT in USA. And we both looked at each other like, should we try this out? Like, I always loved fashion, modeling, and I thought this would be a perfect segue because my mom always pushed me to be more confident and be more outspoken and kind of develop our public speaking skills. So she thought that this would be a perfect opportunity to just put ourselves out there. We love to be role models as much as we can. And I really enjoy public speaking, community engagement, and of course, fashion. So I thought it was a perfect place for me to get into all of those things and be representation on stage.
Awesome.
Awesome. So for me, being that Loveline is my older sister, I was kind of thrown into the pageant world at like 14 years old, and I was more of a spectator from the beginning. I was more of like the pageant mom behind the scenes. Like, we would get her ready, we were helping her practice, and over time I slowly started to develop like I really like what pageantry is all about. It's not just about like the crown and sash, but there's a lot of different like pieces that come together to make you like a good title holder. And that's why I was inspired by love to join the Miss New Jersey Teen USA pageant competition first, and then I also ended up competing in the Teen Miss New York Earth competition as well because of her. So I really credit like a lot of the reason why I am in the pageant world to my mom and sister because they are my role models.
Oh, that's so sweet. So you guys talked about how you got into pageantry, and now I would love to ask you about how your first experience was like. I know as like also a pageant girl right now, like it is so different once you start competing and then when you compete for a couple years. So what was your first pageant and first experience like?
You can go.
I would say mine was exhilarating, but also like kind of challenging because I was the first one out of all of us to do it. It kind of got me out of my comfort zone, and it was really fun for the prep and kind of building my self-confidence. I had a couple of months only to get my headshots, practice my walk, meet with a bunch of pageant coaches till I found a good one to help me with my initial interviews and on-stage questions. And it was really kind of nervous even when I got there the first like day of the weekend, but I really enjoyed that all of the other girls were also in the same boat. They're also competing, but everybody is there to support each other, which I was kind of scared for that. Because I've heard it's very competitive, but everyone that I met and I've made amazing connections from this experience, I really enjoyed it. Getting to spend the whole weekend with inspiring girls who are also have their own missions and want to like change the world together. So I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, so I did have a little bit of experience being at like the New Jersey Teen USA weekends for a few years before I was a contestant myself. But I didn't really have like the full breadth of what like a pageant weekend would be like until you're actually there. So nothing can really like prepare you, I'd say, except for like just kind of, like doing like the normal prep. But a lot of people don't realize that like pageant prep is not like you just wake up one more month before the competition and you're like, oh, I want to be like so and so. Like it really is like a full like year's worth of commitment to making yourself the best version of yourself, to focusing on your walk, focusing on your interview skills, picking out a wardrobe. Like all these things kind of come together throughout pageant weekend. So the more prepped you are, the more seamless the pageant weekend will feel like, and you'll be able to experience and enjoy way more. So my first experience, I was a little nervous, but I ended up loving it. And even though I didn't know anyone initially going in, I left with a really good bunch of friends that I still talk to this day. And I really, really enjoyed it. And even though it is a little bit overwhelming, like there's early mornings, there's late nights, but it really is all worth it once you're like walking on that stage.
That was so cool. Thank you guys so much for sharing. And I can definitely relate to that friend aspect. I mean, I met both of you through the pageant and then became close. So that's really, really awesome. 100% agree on the friendship stance. And then our third question, how do you believe that you've grown through pageantry and your journey, not just as like a title holder and like getting better at your walk or interview skills, but as a person overall? Has it impacted your personality and nature? And like, what has it really taught you?
Rose, you want to go first this time?
Yeah, sure. So I feel like before pageantry, I was a very like extroverted and confident like person, which is why I wanted to join pageantry in the first place. But throughout pageantry, I feel like I've gained like a sense of compassion. I've also felt more passionate about the nonprofit that me and Love work on together called Love to Help Inc. And we've been able to make a huge difference with that. And also the fact that you also just become more polished and are able to kind of learn to speak with new people on the fly. And I think that is a skill that pageantry can only teach you. And it's a really rare skill that not many people possess.
Yeah, I'm gonna second all of that because that was a really great way to put it. I think it was very transformative experience personally. I was a little bit more introverted than Rose always growing up. And it kind of pushed me to get out of my comfort zone, strengthen my confidence. And I really did feel the confidence when I knew that I can walk in heels. I can walk into a room and I can talk to anybody that asks me any question because I'm prepared on how much I know about myself, how much I know about the world, how much I know what's currently happening. All of those questions that you prep for interview, and on stage is what are the life skills you need like going ahead as well. And even when you go into interviews for your career, it's really great because you already have all those skills and are comfortable talking to someone about yourself. So I really love that this has been a place for me to hone in on my confidence and be that voice for young girls. I really got to experience and expand our nonprofit organization through this too, with my current title holder. I mean, current title, we've been working on creating ambassador programs that are going around so many states in the US. And we just work to help others in need. And Love to Help Inc. has just been growing and helped me experience new opportunities I would never have without pageantry. So, yeah.
That's amazing. I want a second and third, like all of that, because that was really, really great way to put all of it. And thank you guys so much for sharing. And then speaking on your title and how you've grown, I 100% agree. It's a great way to look inwards and really understand yourself to a different level and then be able to speak about it to other people, especially if you compete in teen pageants, you get that exposure earlier on. So that's really great. And then I would like to focus on something specifically as we're all Sikh women, and you two were one of the first Sikh girls that I ever saw compete in Miss New Jersey Teen USA. And I think that was really, really great. That was a great connection that we had as well. So, as Sikh women, I would like to ask you, What are some things you wish to share with others through your representation of Sikh women as title holders and a formal title holder? And what do you believe this title means overall in terms of representation for Sikh women?
I'll go ahead first. Yeah, I really do love that we all got to bond, and that's how we kind of met each other. I remember I got a DM like, "Oh my God, I see you're competing. Like, let's meet up." So that was really exciting to be able to bond with that. But I first got into pageantry to be that representation because I hadn't seen anybody who was a Sikh woman in pageantry. And I was really excited to challenge stereotypes that may be put on through our culture, and represent all the values that Sikhism has, such as resilience, service, and equality. And bringing those as a part of my platform every time I would go to compete are really what I think inspire young Sikh women. And I want to continue to inspire them to pursue their dreams without any fear and take pride in our religion and their culture and heritage.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was such a good answer. I also believe that in our culture there hasn't been that much representation until, like, let's say Parnaa Sandhu in Miss Universe, and that really propelled me, and I'm sure a lot of other young girls around the country and around the world, to say like, oh, there are other people out here like me. And I think that's why me and Love, and I'm sure that you do this as well, is that we want to inspire the younger generation to kind of go out, try new things, try their best. And just like, just because where you come from doesn't like allow you to stop being like who you want to be. Like, I think that sometimes in our culture we might be thinking that, oh, maybe pageantry isn't like the right experience for us. But like, honestly, like thinking about it, the skills that you learn from this industry and from this world are just like, you just can't find that anywhere else. So I think it's a really important experience for girls like us to do.
I like 1000% agree on all of this, especially on the Harnaas Sandhu winning Miss Universe 2021. That actually propelled both me and my cousin to start pageantry in 2022. So that was a great experience. I did see that Miss New Jersey ad on Instagram as well. But seeing that representation, really, like a woman wearing the Miss Universe crown that had my faith and my values, really, really made me want to get into this. And I also agree with the skills that you learn from this passion is so different because I came in as a debater in high school and I was so nervous from all of the girls and how accomplished they were. Like they were able to speak so well, they had platforms. I met a girl who was on a cooking show. Like there were so many cool things that I met and like I was just like appalled and I loved it. So my kind of like last question, I'm gonna blend two questions together since we a little bit talked about advice for younger generation, but I'll specify it to what advice would you give to girls who are interested in pageantry, and then what's your favorite piece of advice that you've ever gotten?
I'd say for younger girls, my advice would be to kind of stay unique and authentic and focus on not just winning the title, but more about the process. It's all about self-improvement, building your confidence, and making sure that you use that title, whether you win or not, to make an impact. And I'd say the best advice that I received was everything happens for a very good reason. And my dad actually told me that. And he started telling me that even when my first competition started, and all throughout applying for colleges, all throughout my career. And it's helped me believe that whatever was for me would come to me. And everything that happens happens for a really good reason. So any opportunity I do get, I need to make the most of it. And it's just helped me and reminds me to be fearless in pursuing all my goals. So yeah.
That's awesome. For me, for young girls, I would also second, like, be authentic and stay true to what makes you, because that's what the judges want to see. And no one can be you at the end of the day. So really just like showcasing your inner personality, what makes you unique, is really what's going to make you the best title holder and also the best contestant. I mean, as Love said, it's not even just about the end goal, it's about the journey. 99% of contestants that compete in a pageant don't win. But the thing that they take away from it is the skills that they've learned and the lessons that they've learned and the people that they've met. So I want to say to every young girl who's out there competing for her first pageant or her 10th pageant, that it really is more about the industry and the connections rather than just winning the title. And the best advice I've also gotten is, well, this is also like me and Love's favorite quote, but like dreams don't work unless you do. And I think that really applies to pageantry because oftentimes there is so much behind the scenes that you don't see, that people are walking for hours on treadmills and heels, or you're on the way to class and you're practicing your interview questions, or you're up late in the night, like looking for wardrobe choices and working on your physique and not, and like just kind of working to make yourself the best version of yourself. So I really believe that quote signifies like all of us today because we all have had to work hard to get to where we are. And I know we're all going to continue to get to really good places.
Those were two really, really great answers, and I'm sure they were so inspirational to anybody watching this. Thank you both so much for that. I 1000% agree. I think that pageantry is really kind of like the portion of the hard work is really overlooked. We just see like glamour. We see like, oh my God, girls dressed up in shoes, like heels, like pretty crown sashes. And like, while all of that is really, really great, and when you do win the title or whoever wins the title gets to enjoy all of that too, there is so much hard work that comes behind the scenes of really shaping yourself internally, mentally, physically. So I'm really glad that you guys were able to share all of that from your experience and from your perspective. So thank you so, so, so much. I really loved having you guys today, and you two were my first guest appearance, so that's even more exciting. The kickoff of the 2025 episodes for this year. And is there anything else you guys would like to add?
I just
No.
want to give a shout out to Hargun because this is amazing. I really had a lot of fun getting to experience and talk about my experience, but I'm excited to see you compete next.
I'm excited too.
Yes, and I just want to say thank you so much. You were one of my first pageant friends, and I'm so glad that we've continued to stay close throughout these years and that pageantry has brought all of us together because it really is such a sisterhood. And I really wish you all the best in your podcast and your future success. Thank you.
Guys, and I wish you all the best as well, Laveline with your current title and Rose with your future titles. So excited to see you both excel with future your careers and pageantry. So
Thank you.
awesome. Thank
Thank you so
you.
much.
And thank you everyone for listening.